everybody. Welcome to our Rapture-Centric Church family. And we welcome people on the line. I'll open it up in just a minute to say a quick prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to share in your work, that we would receive your guidance and that we would be included in the work that you wish to do. Thank you for these opportunities, and also help us in this day to receive and share your message. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, Jerry. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. And we have Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Hi, Tana.
Love you, Jesus. Shout out to Jesus. Hi, Chad. Love you, Chad. I'm at work, so I'll basically be listening. I might be able to chime in every now and then.
Okay. And Keith, I think. Keith, hi, how are you?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe, Tana, I love you all.
Hi, Keith. And hey. We've got Katie.
Hey,
hi,
Katie. What's up?
Katie, love you.
Hi,
Katie. Katie, how many videos did you do today?
I did some videos, huh?
Yeah, I guess you did.
Yeah, guys, cool. I had that crazy dream. I mean, like, he is coming now. I just can't wait.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe had a vision of me.
Oh, Tana, let me tell you something about that. So in my dream, right before I woke up, like, the Lord had said to me, like, I have a message for you or something, and then my phone went off and it was Joe, and he just said, I just had a vision. And I was like, wow, that's so awesome.
Cool.
So yeah. And then he told me about it.
Yeah, I should tell you guys about it. It was pretty cool. Sitting in my living room, as I often do. And it was a quick one. It was maybe 2.5-3 seconds in our time, but I was standing in heaven, and I was, like, kind of looking to the side, and I saw a person there. I asked the Lord who it was. He said it was Tana, and the only reason I'd asked, because we were already there, and, like, a group of children had just come up, and they looked perplexed, scared, some of them, but then she started, like, singing and dancing and playing with them, and in, like, 1 second, they were all just happy as can be, and then, cool. It kind of, like, panned out, and I saw myself, and, you know, because I wondered why I wasn't down there playing, like, why I was just, like, sketchy watching in the background. I was actually part of the building that they were in. I was, like, one of the pillars that was holding up the ceiling that was above them, and then it just ended after that.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty huge.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Wow,
funny, because
really...
I thought the Lord revealed to me that I was going to be 144, and then helping the children down, the ones that were left behind, you know, like the age accountability up. So I had 2 visions. I had one last year, and then I had one, like, the other day. And then Joe didn't tell me he had this vision, because I've been telling the Lord forever that I wanted to be the one welcoming the children into home to heaven, that were raptured. So, like, so I don't know if I'm doing that and then going down. So I don't know, but it's pretty cool either way.
Yeah, Tana, everybody in chat wanted me to be sure and tell you that hi, and chat loves you. And then everybody in chat is saying hi to everybody who's online.
Hello
and love from chat.
Hello, chat, and love from the phone.
Love you, chat.
And let's see, who we have in chat. We have Carol and Judy and Deb and Eric and Gemma and a few several guests and Kenneth and Chris and Nick.
Hey, Eric.
And Alana. Let's see, and I know there's more. And Alana and Bill and Raina Yeah. And Rosemary and Tressie. Tressie Tressmark's
in there. Wow. Hello, everybody.
Definitely a big meeting of the family. We're loving it. Katie, do you want to say any more about your dreams and things that you had today? Or
I can if you want me to. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I think that would be great because I saw you had another one about Pentecost, and I think there's a lot of us that have gotten a message that relate one way or the other.
Right. So I just woke up from a dream. I'd asked the Lord to give me a dream, and I was just, you know, in this gas station, and I was running around, and I was like, you know, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. Everyone was just kind of carrying on, and people were talking about how marriage was pointless and how the benefits were not that great, and everyone was like, yeah, more than half the people are divorced anyway. There's no point getting married. It's just stupid, and everyone was just, like, so negative, and I was like, you know, the Lord is coming, whatever, and then some girl started talking to me, and she was, like, really upset about her relationship problem, and she was stressed about school and graduate school and didn't know where to go, and I was like, well, I can talk to you about it, and I was talking to her and saying, you know, that I have to go to graduate school too and everything, and she was like, and then all of a sudden the Spirit just fell on me, and I was like, no, we're not going to graduate school. The King is coming, and I ran out of the gas station, and there was like a mob of like thug guys, and they were just standing out by their car pumping gas, and this big thug guy like walked up to me and was like, I thought he was about to like make fun of me, because I was like, I bet you guys think I'm high, and they were, like, all laughing, and they were like, yeah, you are, and I was like, yeah, I'm high off Jesus, and I was like, he's coming, and everyone was like, their jaws were, like, dropped, and, like, this guy that was, like, I thought coming against me, he was like, after I said, like, screw you, the King is coming, and he was like, no, I believe you, and I was like, oh, sorry, my bad, I just ran, hopped in my car, floored it, and I just, like, got out of there, and I was, like, hopping the curb, and, like, my car is, like, really low to the ground, so I'm always paranoid if it, like, hits the curbs and stuff, you know, and, like, I was just flooring it on these curbs, and I was, like, I didn't care, and I was, like, I'm leaving, like, this is awesome, and I was so happy, and, so that's basically it, but it was just so awesome, like, so much, it was so real, so... wanted to share that.
Well, the thing that I started to realize yesterday was that so many of us have had some kind of a message, whether it's a dream or a word or what have you, that lead us to this date of the 28th, which turns out to be, in a sense, the Pentecost of Pentecost. And Bill mentioned, I think, in chat last night after the show, that he had a word about the seven sevens. And of course, seven times seven is 49, almost 50. So, I mean, and that was really similar to the dream that he gave me within hours after me joking about, watch, he'll give me a dream because I haven't had anything about a date for a while. It was an image of several pages of a calendar, and each page represented a week. And while he was flipping the pages from June to July, he was saying seven, seven, seven. And then he said Pentecost, and it ended up with the 28th of July. So, and then I remember way back before the original Pentecost that he told me Pentecost. And then, I just happened to look at a note from a while ago, and Alana had this word that she stood up and proclaimed. I think it's when Carol was hosting and really fell under the Spirit and got the assurance of July. Alana said that she was prompted to stand up, you know, from behind the computer and just say out loud, seven, it's the seven. And we all interpreted that at the time as the 7th of July, but it might have meant the 7th week as it pertains to Pentecost. So it's 27th, 28th. Carol's Christmas in July dream last year was overnight between the 27th and the 28th. And so there's yeah, Carol put in chat, hooray for July, absolutely. And some of you are going to have to help me remember, because I think there have been a lot of people. I know, Katie, now you've gotten a word about Pentecost recently, which would apply, I think, to this time. And then I can't even keep track of, I think Tressie had something. And does anybody remember someone else who's had a word or a dream or anything that relates to Pentecost? Like this sort of 7 weeks
after
Pentecost.
Today I asked the Lord again to give me another confirmation, and he led me straight to Pentecost again. So I'm telling you, that's just what he's been saying over and over again.
I think there's some other YouTube people that got Pentecost.
Okay. I know I've been seeing it. And I just, even in our group, though, I think there's like 6 or 7 people at least who've gotten something that could be interpreted as relating to this exact time frame. And I know in my case, I had no idea that anybody kept track of the 7 weeks after Pentecost. So I was looking it up after we talked about it yesterday on the show, and somebody mentioned, maybe it was Pat who was mentioning it, and it turns out it is a Catholic thing. And the way what I found was, you know, people that do readings and supplies for their churches was they, you know, it's a count of the weeks after Pentecost, and July 27th is the 7th Sunday after Pentecost, and that's how they look at it, and they have specific readings for that. So I don't know. He's still really, really pointing us to this time, even though here we're almost at the end of July. Tressie's putting in chat, my thing was just numbers of the date, 7/28, 14, 7 plus 4 times 7 plus 2 times 7 is 7 times 7. Anyway, so... But the thing is, one way or another, so many of us have gotten this, and it, you know, I've been thinking, you know, when we have 3 or 4 people who get a world that all agree, that's just amazing. I think we're having a lot more people than that in this. And Katie, he's really been saying over and over to you in different ways, Pentecost.
Right.
And turns out that there's a Pentecost of Pentecost. And it's so compelling to me because Pentecost is considered the birth of the church. And so we're talking about the birth of the church. And then Christmas is July. In July is a consideration of the birth of Christ. And anyway, it's really amazing.
Go ahead, Tom. Can I say something about that? I was doing a scripture, so I asked the Lord what he wanted me to read, and he brought me to Matthew, his birth. I think it was Matthew, but also he brought me to the very beginning of Matthew 1, where it goes into the talk of the generations of the Lord, of Jesus. And at the very bottom it says, and there's 14 years, 14 generations between this, and there's 14 generations. There were 3 14s left, and I thought it was interesting how it's 2014. So the number 14.
Yeah. That's right.
It was very interesting. There were 3 14s, and then 2 or 3 14s, and then 2014 now. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That is, and Jerry, that makes me remember something a couple of weeks ago. I remember you were hosting, and the Spirit had me look up when World War II had started, and then I mentioned it to you. But also the word I got after I looked that up, he said, you know, very sternly after that, a generation will not pass. And that's on the 28th. So, like, in my mind, the 27th is like a last possible day. And again, that's a different way, like non-Pentecost related. Like, again, I've been playing catch up on all this Pentecost stuff that she brought it up a few months ago. It's like, oh, what's this? You know, this works out. But again, I've always had the number 1914 in my head, you know, before I was a little kid, before I even knew about World War One or any history or anything. And then, to find out that that's, you know, World War One started on July 28th, 1914. I'll be 100 years on this 28th.
Yeah. Wow. See, that's what I mean. There's so many different things that have pointed in this direction. I can't keep track of them anymore.
Did I tell y'all about this baby shower?
I don't think so.
I never told you about this baby shower thing. I told Joe.
You did in Facebook chat.
I'm just gonna say it again because it's just absolutely insane. So my friend had a baby shower and I went to it like a week and a half ago. And I was the only one that showed up. And I asked her, I said, how many people did you invite? She said, about 35, okay? So I was thinking, huh, this is kind of weird because, anyway, me and this girl, this girl's like a really strong Christian and her family's just really grounded and good people. And so I was taking this as a sign from God, you know, because it was literally me and her family, you know. And I hadn't seen this girl in years, so it was just kind of weird. And apparently, I didn't know how pregnant she was. Her baby's due like August 10th through the 15th, like any day in between that, or August 8th or something. Anyway, so I was like, wow, like you're really coming along. Didn't realize you were this far along. She's like, yeah. And, it gets even weirder. So I was like, I was thinking, huh, that's kind of a sign, you know, I'm the only person, maybe this baby isn't going to be born, you know. Had that feeling. And then, like, I come home and I was sitting at the dinner table just yesterday and I glanced across the table and I noticed another baby shower invitation and it said July 27th. And I was like, what? You know, because, like, he's really been leading me to the 27th. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. And apparently she's having another baby shower, July 27th. And I'm like, who has two baby showers? Nobody does that, especially when you're that far along in your pregnancy. It's just, like, just really weird. And so I'm like, man, this is just crazy. So I had to share that, too, because I'm like, that is just beyond coincidence. I mean, nobody has
weird.
Two baby showers. Nobody.
When was the first one, Katie?
I need to double check and look at the date. It was on a Sunday. I think it was not the last Sunday, but the Sunday before. No, it was last Sunday.
The 20th.
Yeah, so she's having two baby showers, which is real weird.
Well, a week
and then
apart.
Today at my work, I was tossing a tennis ball at somebody, and I was like, it's coming at you fast or something like that. And some girl goes, yeah, like a missile. And I was like, what? I was like, these kids don't even know what they're saying. It's just so funny.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Dave called in, I think. Dave, is that you?
It's me, Brother Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And hello to everybody else. And
hi,
praise
Dave.
The Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
A lot of you I haven't had a chance to greet yet. I'm still trying to learn everybody's names.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just glad you all are out there. And it's always a pleasure listening. I just want to share something. And I've been listening just about every night. And very much enjoy this. Listening to dreams and visions and some possible dates and so on. And I was wondering, I kind of hesitated on this, but I have been praying about it, as you all have. And, you know, we're all trying to just learn and grow and move forward with the Lord, you know, as we go through this life. But I was wondering if it'd be okay if I shared what I felt the Lord was showing me about something here. It's not going to take that long.
Definitely.
Go for it.
Okay. Anyway, last week I had called and I was talking about, which you're all familiar with, you know, the possibility of a 70-year generation kicking in on, you know, May of 48, the last generation, ending in 2018. And then we had discussed, you know, somewhere in there the 42 months, you know, this beast system, Antichrist, has got to kick in and it's got to end. And if it ends at the coming of the Lord, because he will destroy him with the, you know, breath of his mouth and the brightness of his coming. And so that would be the end of it. So the beginning would be back 42 months, which I had mentioned that would put it back in November of this year of 2014 for the possible latest of the beginning of the, what I believe is the Great Tribulation, that 42-month period referred to, I think, three times at least in the Bible. But anyway, that being said, you know, I'm looking forward to the coming of the Lord, as much as you are, and I think you are as much as I am. And I think I heard Judy say the other day, and I concur, it's strange when you tell people this, when you say, I hate this world. And you might get the deer in the headlights look on that one, but you know what we're saying is we don't hate people, and we don't hate God's creation, you know? But we hate this world system, okay? I think some of you would agree. You know, that's where we're all at. We want to get out of here. As another brother says, some of you know who he is. He calls it this demon-infested rock that we're all on, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just looking for the Lord every day. And that's all I have left, honestly, in this life, is just looking for his coming. Okay, so here's what
you got us. Dave, you've got us. You've got all of us.
I figured as much, because I think it's the Lord's doing. You know, it's not somebody veering off on a strange direction. You know, those that love the Lord and are looking for his appearing, you know, where he's dealing with us all on many of the same things, and we're being pulled away from this world. And you know what I mean by that. And so anyway, I'm with you there, and you folks are with me there. But what I wanted to share is this. This is what I believe I'm getting. I hope I'm wrong. Let me say that, because I've listened to some of you, and I really hope I'm wrong in what I'm about to say. I've had plenty of rapture dreams, too, and I've only shared one with you, but I'm not trying to share any more this evening, because I believe the Lord's showing me this is really, really, really close. Now, I could be wrong, but let me just say this, because some people will need to hear this, because the scripture says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And you're familiar with that scripture. I'm sure some of you are, or all of you. I think it's in Proverbs. And we've gone through that. And I've been, you know, I'm no wiser than the next guy, but I've been walking with the Lord for 34 years now. And I've been through it. I've been times of hope deferred making the heart sick. And it's had, at times, an adverse effect on my walk. And I just reached the point where, you know, I've looked at certain dates and for certain, you know, feasts and everything else, and I've been around for 88 Reasons Why and Y2K and other things, and I know what it's like to see that date come and go. But I just want to encourage you all and myself that if August the 1st comes and we're still here, and I tend to think that that's what's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you all are right. Let me tell you right now. But I really believe for some reason I think this is going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Wars and rumors of wars are still going to increase, just like the Lord said. The pestilences, deadly pestilences, are going to increase around the world, just like the Lord said. The earthquakes are going to increase, just like the Lord said. Fearful sights from above, just like the Lord said. Everything's going to be right on time. Jesus will be here right on time. And I've been through the discouragement thing, and I just want to encourage you, don't be discouraged, because exactly what Jesus said is going to happen is going to happen. It's already happening, and it's only going to increase if we're still here on August the 1st. These things will only be increasing, and he's sending a signal to us as much or more with the increasing of these signs. So, and again, you know, God doesn't give me dates, and I'm not getting anybody's case that, you know, if you get a date on something or other, or a honed in time frame. I'm just looking at the season. I'm looking at what Jesus said, Matthew 24, Luke 21, you know, Mark 13, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, book of Revelation, da-da-da-da-da. That's what I have to go on. That's how the Lord deals with me. And so I'm looking for these signs, and I'm very, very, very encouraged just with what is written. And, you know, the Lord, some of you, something, a date hone in on or close date or whatever, praise God, hallelujah. But I just want to say, don't be discouraged, because everything's going to be right on time. He's coming very, very, very soon. He told me, I can't prove it to anybody, except I know, when I was in the shower, and I shared this 2 or 3 weeks ago, I heard the Lord, and I don't go around saying I heard from the Lord that much, but I heard the Lord clearly, and he said, the day of the Lord is near, and you will be leaving soon. And that was not just for me, brothers and sisters. That's for all you who love the Lord, serve the Lord, and fear the Lord. Be encouraged. He's coming soon. You're going to be leaving soon. And just stay close to Jesus. Choose a life of holiness unto the Lord, and be counted worthy to escape what's coming on this earth and to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, I appreciate that, Dave, because I know it was from the heart. And also your study, which is in God. And so, yeah, I don't think anybody's got a problem with that word. We know that that's definitely one of the possibilities. We've been through that before. And I know, as Judy said before, you know, what we do here is not for wimps. It's when we're led by the Lord, we call things out as we're led, and we understand that we're not going to be able to understand everything. And so I think that's definitely speaks about your heart for everyone who's watching and going through this time period. And and I know in my case, he drew me to really start some deep study in prophecy probably 10 years ago, and maybe longer. And and so, not necessarily in this forum, but definitely I've been through that, and I know exactly what you're saying. And, you know, what we want to do is just support everybody and also deliver the messages that we're given, even if we don't all have the same message. So, but I definitely hear your heart for everybody in that, Dave, and I really appreciate it. I really do.
And thank you, Dave. You know, and come August 1st, if our Lord hasn't arrived yet, we will be on air. We will be proclaiming his soon arrival. Like,
amen.
This goes on.
You guys
will not stop until he stops it.
Yeah. No, I hope you guys do continue on with that, because I like I mentioned before, like, I'm not telling you guys anything new. I just by word of reminder that God is interested in the whole, getting the whole counsel of God. Okay? And what is so much missing in this, in the, what's called the church or in the body, is what you folks are proclaiming, the very, very soon imminent coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And it's just so refreshing. You know, we may not agree, like I said that before, okay, da-da-da-da-da. Lord will take care of that in his time. But right now, this needs to go forth, what you're doing, okay? This imminency, this blessed hope, and not putting the day of the Lord afar off like so many are right now, or the coming. Okay, of the Lord, and you're not putting it as coming possibly today, and I would agree with that, okay, and if it's not today or 28th, okay, August 1st, I'm still looking. He could come that day. I'm looking for every day, but what you're doing is extremely important, because God's, his will, as you know, is the whole counsel of God goes forth, and what you're doing is almost as rare as, you know, finding gold right now, okay, and it's just very rare. And so appreciate it. God knows you're doing it. And God truly bless each and every one of you. Walk in truth what you're doing. Appreciate it. And God's using it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Very welcome, Dave. And you're always welcome here, that's for sure. And if you ever need any prayer, you know, don't forget us, because you're definitely one of God's family, and that makes you one of our family too.
I appreciate that. You're... it's the only fellowship I have, so I appreciate it. God bless you.
You're very welcome.
We love you.
And, you know, don't hesitate to email Judy if you want to do something a little less public. also.
I appreciate that. I don't
know. Oh, but Dave, we'd love to hear you every night. We know it gets lonely out there in Colorado. I know what it's like, but I remember you. I loved hearing from you when you originally called. I'm so happy to hear you again, and that meant a lot. Like, honestly, I just felt like I was paid a compliment. Normally, I don't feel – I'm just like – but that felt like you're a like-minded Christian, a God-fearing, Lord-loving man. And to hear those words, you know, that's a beautiful thing that you think that of this little show we're doing here.
I do. I do. And anyway, it's the Holy Spirit working in each one of us, and we're getting this, you know, we're getting this witness, thank God, because none of us are smart enough to put some of these dots together, you know, and what's really going on and what the Lord is saying. We just thank God in Jesus' name that he's doing this for us and at this time, and that I'm grateful that you all have each other.
That's right.
Because right now it's a lonely road when you start talking about the imminent coming of the Lord Jesus to take the bride out of here.
Right.
I mean, it can be kind of a lonely road, so I'm just grateful that people have found each other, you have each other, you can contact each other, and the Lord's given you so much of the same vision and so much of the same word and truth, and I just thank the Lord in Jesus' name for doing what he's doing.
Amen.
So I'll hang up and let you guys get on with it.
Okay, Dave. Hey, I need to bring on, bless you, Dave, I need to bring on Judy right now. She's got kind of a time crunch, and she has some things she wants to share with us. So I'm just going to bring her on and let her start, and we're going to go ahead and just kind of let her finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
You bet. Absolutely.
And Dave,
Judy,
tell Dave that we're on Facebook, too, if he wants to go on there as well.
Oh, yeah, Facebook, Dave.
These are things I have not pursued, but anyway, I'll get off and let you guys do what you need to do. So,
okay.
Bye, Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Not too well.
Dang it. How about now? Is that working?
There you go.
Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better? Okay. So, interrupt me if it's cutting out, okay?
Yeah, that's even better. I mean,
all
your
right.
voice.
Okay, so to email to everybody. I think I sent it to everybody. I have almost everyone's email from Jason. It's a testimony. And I'm going to read that. And then I'm going to read Mary's. I'm going to read hers now. Okay, I'm going to read it. And I still love you. Okay. She said, this is hard to explain. Again today, I feel the Lord pressing me to share. I have been recalling various things Jesus showed me years ago about the end times rapture. I initially had a difficult time accepting, understanding many of these things. Well, Jesus is pulling so many things forward for me to recall. I see that Jesus is telling you this to comfort you when you think of the destruction to come, particularly to America. Here, Jesus repeatedly shown, although gone from the earth, our dwelling places will be raised up while destruction is happening. They will not be harmed. I was shown what kind of destruction. After the destruction is over, God will put the houses down on earth again. Hard to take in, it's for me. Despite my doubting and thinking it must be my imagination or something, Jesus kept building on this every time I prayed. He reminded me that he would make all things new, just as he promised. I did not have a vision, but as Jesus described, I pictured my home and grandparents were big, old big 1800s farmhouse raising up and coming down again, safe and untouched. This old farmhouse was always very special. I knew this was something that I could not go around telling people. Too fantastic. Jesus persisted with this. I finally did believe, but jokingly told him that I had to put this on the back burner of my life because it was too fantastic for my mind to deal with. I understand that one, Rosemary. One day, Jesus told me to drive by my grandparents' farmhouse. Where another family had been living since it was sold a long time ago. I often drove that way to a nearby town and remembered all the happy times playing there with the kids. As I drove up the hill that day and saw the long walkway up to the porch, I noticed a wooden sign from a post. I saw big letters saying, Everlasting. Wow. As it turned out, it was advertising dried flower arrangements for sale. For months after that, I drove by just outside and confirm something that I could not find around. Jesus wished me that this house would not be destroyed. I hope this will help ease your mind if you are concerned about what will happen during the destruction prophesied for the earth. God has a plan, more fantastic than you begin to understand. Jesus stressed to me over and over that his angels would come to our home, whether a house or apartment, to keep things running smoothly after we are gone. Our houses need to be maintained to serve as safe houses for those in danger. For those of us who love Jesus, we can know that he does keep away. Despite what is coming to the earth, he loves us that much. That sign saying everlasting has been gone for years, but it is etched in my mind as a confirmation that Jesus can do anything he wants because he is God. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Everlasting. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
We heard most of that, and then you said,
"Yeah,
shit,
your phone's
kind of
in and out, though." But we heard
we
it.
We didn't hear.
Yeah. Okay. I'm having some issues. So there, on it, but basically, she. Okay, I'll read it again. The very last part. Because it cut out at the best part, Rosemary said. Can you hear me now, Jerry?
Yeah, that's good.
So when something ever left.
No.
And now you're cutting out.
We can't hear you.
Can't hear you, honey.
Can you hear me?
Missed it.
Yeah, I'm too breaking up, baby.
Okay. I sent you the email, Katie. Can you read the email I just sent you, or Jerry?
Yeah, I'll read it. That's fun.
Okay.
And can you read, forward you, Kate, an email from Billy? And can you read that?
Okay,
one?
I'll read both of them. Hi, Judy.
Okay,
I have some amazing news.
Regarding the phone. Oh, never mind. Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Emily's older brother, Jason, came to town for a visit. He's 20 years old. Before his arrival, I asked the Lord to give me an opportunity to witness to him. Wednesday morning, I woke up and looked at the clock. It said 9/11, and I was thinking 9/11 emergency, we're leaving soon, etc., because I've never woken up and seen 9/11 before. This will be significant later. While he was doing some work in the front yard and came in to take a break, he began to speak about FEMA camps and the apocalypse. The Holy Spirit began to lead me into a conversation with him concerning these things as well as end-time events. This eventually led into his need for a Savior. I also discussed with him the Lord's soon return for his bride, the translation, the rapture, the tribulation period, and the soon destruction of the U.S. Later on that evening, around midnight, the three of us, Emily, Jason, and I, were sitting up in the game room, and I began witnessing to him again. Emily gave her testimony. This went on for well over an hour, and I could sense the Holy Spirit was really working on him. When I finished, I began to walk downstairs, and he asked me, well, what do I need to do? Even though I had explained in great detail what he needed to do, this was his way of saying, I'm ready to make that decision. So I walked over to him and sat down. The three of us joined hands, and he prayed the prayer of salvation. Jason got saved about 1:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 24th. It was truly amazing and very unexpected. Due to circumstances beyond his control, Jason has had a hard life, which has hardened his heart, but while the Lord melted it like butter, ha, 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 ha. Not long after he and Emily went to Walmart, while they were gone, the Lord revealed to me the significance of 9/11 was not emergency, but rather Jason's birthday. He was born on September 11th, and it was his day for salvation. When they returned, he had purchased a Bible. I talked to him about the RCC, and he is going to start listening to the services. He wants to be part of the group. Please send this email out to everyone and share this information on the show when you're able to call in. We have a new member into the group, and he can sure use the prayers of all that are part of RCC. Perhaps Keith could find out what Jason's spiritual gifts are and what other information the Lord gives him. All glory to God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for this amazing conversation. I heard about your experience yesterday running from the man with no shirt and the police trying to get your phone stolen. God was truly looking out for you and your family. Did you get your phone back yet? I hope so. All of my love to you and RCC, Jason. Could y'all hear me?
Yeah, thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Sorry,
I have another one, too, I can read if you'll want.
Yeah, please.
Okay. What you think? Jonah gets a JS crown? Ha, ha, ha. You, RCC, and Jonah are date setters. I read it twice and realized most of RCC is like Jonah in that he said in 40 days Nineveh will be overthrown, and it didn't happen. Wait, poor Jonah should have been stoned for false prophecy. Put him on YouTube and he would have been an A. So he gets a date from God, travels hundreds of miles from Israel to a foreign land just south of Baghdad, and goes around saying God is going to wipe you out. Sounds very familiar. But then Jonah gets pissed because God didn't come through and wipe them out. He knows Nineveh is wicked and deserves it, which sounds familiar. The churchers of the day would have accused Jonah of being a false prophet and not hearing from God. Sound familiar? I expect Jonah did a lot of soul searching in the whale for 3 days and nights. So y'all and Jonah are in good company. LOL. I hope that encourages you today. Bill.
Absolutely. That's great. That's awesome.
Oh, and this is funny. He wrote, D. Nile is more than a river in Egypt. And then he said, non totus quisnam floss est loss. Not all who wonder are lost.
So Jonah has a jackass crown. That's awesome. Well, we don't have to get spoiled.
And I have one more if y'all have time for me to share.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Judy. Sorry I wrote so much. This is hard to explain. Again today, I feel the Lord pressing me to share. I have been recalling various things Jesus showed me years ago about the end time rapture. I initially had a difficult time accepting, understanding many of these things. Oh, she did read this one, right? We heard this one.
But is this the one we didn't hear the end of, though?
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, it says at the end, it says, I hope this will ease your minds if you're concerned about what will happen during the destruction prophesied to the earth. God has a plan more fantastic than I can begin to understand. Jesus stressed to me over and over, his angels will come to our homes. Yeah, she read all that. To the end it says, that wooden sign saying everlasting has been gone for years now, but it is itched in my mind as a confirmation that Jesus can do anything he wants because he is God. And that's it.
Yeah. That's right. It's cool. It's really awesome. So, I don't know. To me, in my mind, there's so much power of God's communication going on right now, and in particular through us and around us. Keith, did you have anything that for today, particularly? There, or maybe it's not
what?
There.
No, I was thinking was that the 27th was going to be, and I just kind of was getting that the IMF might have been talking about the fact that there was going to be a big sell-off on Wall Street. I don't know. I'm just thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
That lady was referring to the date of 27th or something going on. I just was thinking that it was going to be a sell-off. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up, Keith, because one of the things that's been mentioned over the years about when they might do something intentionally in the financial markets could be associated with a bank holiday. And
interesting.
And I looked up bank holidays, and for whatever reason, I looked them up in England before here. The next bank holiday here is is Labor Day, the 1st of September. But in England, which is obviously a banking hub, their next bank holiday is the 25th of August, which is the date he gave me a long time ago. And so I tucked that in the back of my mind as a date for something from their point of view, possibly. I don't know. But then, so anyway, and then somebody analyzed that speech, and I think Katie put it in one of her videos today about the 25th of July possibly being something like that. But I know Judy's gotten the word that we're not going to be here for that, and so that would mean we'd be out pretty much in the next 24 hours, but which is another possibility, definitely. We're looking for that. Anyway, that 25th date, we could talk about that more some other time. Pat, did you have something?
Yeah, I had Lana, but I also had Behold I Come. It's from July 23rd. It's shorter. It might be good because there's only a few minutes. If you want me to read that, it's really good.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead
okay.
and do that.
It says, "My children, just as you desire intimacy with me, I am desiring intimacy with you. I would ask that you would give me your heart, all of it, holding nothing back. I long for you to spend time with me in the garden of our Father's heart, showing you with my love and my affection. I love you like no other will, and my bride is the apple of my eye. Continue to ascend love higher and higher, deeper and deeper into me. Allow me to consume every fiber of your being, therefore transform you from corruptible to incorruptible. I have spoken this, and it shall be so according to my perfect will. I have called you out of this generation, my royal priesthood, my chosen ones, to assist me in the final gathering of the lost to me as this age draws to a close. It is time, children. It is time. This world no longer holds anything for you. It is my kingdom which holds its domain in your heart now. This is my resting place in you. Pillars in the temple of a holy God are you, brilliantly radiating my love in the darkness. Shine, blessed ones of the Lord, for you are clothed in my robe of righteousness, and your sword is my sword of truth and of light. Victory has been won. I am your inheritance and your exceedingly great reward. Rejoice, I say, rejoice. Your transformation brings all the powers of heaven with it, and you will do great and wonderful things in my name and for my glory. Oh, what a blessed generation to have been chosen before the foundation of time to fulfill these tasks for the kingdom. Great is the reward of my faithful ones. Take up your arms, my soldiers, as the battle has commenced. Forward and ever higher into the depths of our love for you. As you release more and more of this life, I bring you ever closer to your complete transformation. All limitations will be removed, and you will only operate from spirit to spirit. My bride is my heart, and I desire to complete this work in you. Pray that it be done according to my will, my beloved, and it shall be so, Yahshua, your heart."
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world of decay, and we're trying to chase down our clues, and as Bill has referenced, sort of our Jonah walk, declaring the times, and but it's also good sometimes, I think, to reflect on our future, which is enduring and eternal, and not one of decay.
Do you know Wolf Blitzer?
Just,
Wolf Blitzer, I just real quick, Jerry. Wolf Blitzer, mm-hmm. I never thought I'd hear it. He says, I can't believe all the things that are happening in the world. Never has it been so that so many things are wrong and that we have so many crises and trials in the world right now. I mean, for this newsman, who's one of the best, to say that, I mean, you got the message loud and clear. We're in trouble. And he's going to deliver us.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, so in the context of thinking about enduring values, there's a very contemporary song, but it's about enduring values. And I just like to think as being this being for the bride from the man.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the drum? You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy the way you saved me. Ooh.
Classic is classic. So enduring values endure, and can we embrace that? So does anybody have a last word?
It would take too long to read, Lana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had a very powerful dream last night. It was on a personal level, but boy, and it's for all of you. He just homed in on what the relationship was with him, what he wanted from the relationship, how serious, how frighteningly serious is the love he bears us all, and I just felt so loved and so like. He just established everything in the dream that he wants, like with all of us as bride, as spouse. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I can't remember all of it, but I kept saying, I don't want to forget the dream. I don't want to forget the dream. It was so,
yeah,
so beautiful.
Okay. Okay.
But it was so personal.
Well,
yeah.
He's really speaking to all of us.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. I think that's
yeah.
going to be it. We're
and the bride says, come.
And the bride says,
come, Lord Jesus.
Come.
Love you all.
Love you all. Thank
Bye.
You, everybody, for contributing.
Love you, everyone. Okay.
And we will be here tomorrow, maybe. But if
maybe.
We're here, we'll be here.
Yeah,
love
hey.
All.
His will be done. Love you all. Okay, hang in there, guys.
In the air.
In the air. A group hug. Jesus
group
in the middle.
Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye.